Welcome to Timeless Devotions with Classic Christianity. My sister and I would like to share a treasure we found in our mother's attic, our grandfather's writings. For over 50 years, Papa was internationally known as the preacher of the timeless Word of God. Please join us now for a 5-minute devotional taken from the books Classic Christianity, A Year of Timeless Devotions, based on the writings of the Reverend L.A. Mead. Our devotion today is entitled Summer Fruit. Our verse is Amos 8:1. Thus the Lord God showed me, behold, a basket of summer fruit. A basket of summer fruit is so lovely, is it not? It speaks to us of the rich provision made for us by Him. The summer season is such a purposeful season. The energies of the earth and sky and man work together with rain and sun, cool nights and brown soil. These and the labors of man all appear in the clusters of the vine, the laden branches of the orchard, and the blazing beauty of 10,000 gardens, and it is so with life. Human life, too, means purposeful production. Paul expresses sound Christian thought when he expressed this idea. This we command you, that if any would not work, neither should he eat. Upon a higher and truer plane, life also means spiritual production. Jesus places the truth of life before us in a language a child can understand. He says that life is like a garden and God Himself tends it. Jesus and His friends are the vine and the branches of that vine. We are a living organism and the constant care and concern of the Almighty. We are to bear fruit, and Jesus emphasizes that any life not vitally in union with Him cannot produce fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Summer is also a diversified season. Into it are woven light and shadow, storm and calm, sunlight and shower, day and night. At times the program seems a hopeless mass of contradictions and confusions. Joseph, too, might have thought the pattern of his life confusing. He was his father's favorite, hated of his brothers, a slave in Egypt, and finally the Lord over all the land. There seemed to be no key, no pattern that we can discern. Yet out of the drenching storms, there will emerge a chastened spirit, a rich and disciplined life that will be worthy in the eyes of the divine husbandman. Summer, after all, is a short season. In the Canadian Northwest, spring is sometimes late. The plowing and seeding are rushed. Summer comes sweeping them off their feet, and the farmer is obliged to work from sunup to sunset, and that means 20 of 24 hours up there. Then, before he realizes it, the wind has teeth and the frost warns of winter's approach. Similarly, life is short for all of us. We revel through the sunny days, starry nights, sunrises, and sunsets. The delicious, delirious days are as a dream. But the crystal moments, the glorious hours, gallop off into the shadows and the summer is gone, and it is exactly so with life. At the end of this age, we shall all stand before Him to give an account of what we have done with Christ and how we have used our talents. Out on a farm somewhere today, men are working feverishly to reap the harvest of past months and store it safely away. No time is wasted. No indifference is present. Every muscle is extended. Every person, vehicle, and tool is in use. All work, plans, labor towards that important end, harvest. They are wise and prudent. And how shall it be with us? Dear Father, the summer basket of fruit is lovely, but lovelier still, the spiritual fruit of a life lived for You. Help me to live vibrantly for You. Amen.
We hope you'll visit us online at www.classicchristianity.net. Check our online store for devotionals for the whole family, including the At Papa's Knee series of children's devotionals and the books from which these radio broadcasts are taken, Classic Christianity, A Year of Timeless Devotions. These are all available on our website, www.classicchristianity.net. Thank you for joining us for Timeless Devotions with Classic Christianity.